From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on This Day in Maine, Wednesday, September 11th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Portland-based nonprofit Preble Street is poised to take over the operations for Hope House, the second largest low-barrier homeless shelter in Maine. Hope House, located in Bangor, was due to close this fall unless a new partner could fill a nearly $1 million budget gap. Executive Director Mark Swan says Preble Street was determined to find a way to keep it open.
When you don't have enough shelters, you have what we have in Maine, which is lots of encampments, people sleeping outside, people suffering, real tragedy happening on a daily, nightly basis. All of this contributed to us saying, okay, we're being asked here to do something, and we have a responsibility to at least try.
Swan says the move is made possible by three-year funding for low-barrier shelters approved by state lawmakers and by money that is coming through the state's opioid settlements. Both nonprofits still need to finalize the transfer of a contract with the state, but Swan says Preble Street is planning to take over operations in February. Officials at Mount Desert Island Hospital in Bar Harbor say they have secured $5 million in federal funding to expand the emergency department. The hospital has also completed its new COGOD Medical Education Center. President and CEO Chrissy McGuire says the organization is also expanding surgical services, all while focusing on climate-resilient upgrades. A year-long cash assistance program for low-income single mothers in Maine shows promising results, according to findings from the pilot program. The Quality Housing Coalition launched the Basic Income Initiative last year, providing $1,000 monthly cash payments to 20 single mothers who had previously experienced homelessness. The participants were free to use the money as they saw fit. Allison Edwards of Portland says the payments gave her the financial stability to be able to spend more time with her young daughter, Morgan.
At the end of the day, I was able to come home and spend time with Morgan and watch her reach those developmental milestones instead of being distracted with paying the bills. How am I going to make ends meet?
The study also finds a positive impact on mental health, with nearly all of the mothers feeling more optimistic about their financial future. The Quality Housing Coalition is extending the program to a new cohort of 20 single mothers starting this month. 42 state attorneys general, including Maine's, are calling for warning labels on social media platforms. The warnings would indicate that there are risks to children from being on social media. The idea of a warning label was also floated by U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy in an essay published in the New York Times in June. Congress is also considering legislation that attempts to force social media companies to deal with issues like bullying or sexual exploitation. Opponents of such actions say they would infringe on users' constitutional rights. Bangor State Senator Joe Baldacci, a Democrat, has told the Portland Press-Herald that Governor Mills should get directly involved in fixing the problem identified by the federal Justice Department. Justice has filed suit against the state, charging that its failure to provide more care options for children with developmental behavior problems violates the Americans with Disabilities Act. Mills spokesman Ben Goodman tells the paper that Mills has been, quote, actively engaged on the state's negotiations with the Justice Department. A decades-long dispute over a single parking spot in Old Orchard Beach has been decided by the Maine Supreme Judicial Court. A lower court had ruled that Pearl Inn Condominiums had squatters' rights to the spot because tenants had used it for decades. Longview Hotel Condominiums appealed the decision to the High Court, arguing that deeds show the parking spot belongs to them and that Longview had paved, plowed, and paid taxes on it for decades. The Supreme Court said there wasn't evidence to demonstrate that unit owners of Longview used the spot and that the challenge of Pearl's claim to the spot came decades after the dispute began. Thomas Michio, attorney for Longview, says the outcome could have been different if the lawsuit had been filed decades earlier.
It's a case where neighbors were being nice to each other, and it turned around and ended up biting them in the butt.
Michio says the ruling means that two or three parking spots in the Longview Hotel lot can no longer be used, and parking spaces will have to be reconfigured in order to accommodate Longview clients. And that's today's news. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock for Maine Calling. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.